All right, good afternoon. It is 4 o'clock. I am going to call this meeting to order. Can we get a roll call, please?
Friend.
Here.
Jondal.
Here.
Excel.
Here.
Hovick.
Here.
No. Neubauer absent.
All right, in front of us, we have the approval of the agenda. Are there any changes to the agenda? All right. Moving on to the approval of the minutes. Any changes to the minutes?
I move to approve the minutes as written.
Second.
All those in favor signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. All right, this is the time for members of the public to offer comment concerning matters not scheduled to be heard on the agenda today. Is there anyone online that would like to speak? Hearing none, we will move on to the approval of findings of fact.
The only one that is before the board for this evening is the findings of fact for the Hawkins variance as were revised based on your last meeting.
Any changes to that? Otherwise, I would entertain a motion.
I move to approve the findings of fact for the V25-1 Hawkins variance.
I'll second.
We get a vote on, yeah, roll call vote.
Friend?
Yes.
Hovick?
Yes.
Excel?
Yes.
Jondal?
Yes. All right, moving on to new business, the consideration of the revised calendar for 2025. It looks like there were some middle deadline changes.
There is. Staff is asking for a period of 6 months, you extend out the deadlines between the submittal, the time frame between the submittal deadline and the actual Board of Adjustment meeting. We are going through a staff transition right now. I am pleased to announce that Leslie Day is our new county planner. So we now are filled in that position, but we have another vacancy that we are working to fill. So we are encountering some staff challenges. We might actually, after this is done on a pilot basis, reevaluate our timeframes too. Really, a two-week turnaround for some items is just not enough, especially when we have to do public notice.
Yeah.
So staff is recommend those changes and asking that you approve them this evening.
Sounds good, board. Do we have any concerns with that? Otherwise, I'll entertain a motion.
I move to approve the revised 2025 meeting schedule.
I'll second that.
Can we do a voice vote for that? Let's do a voice vote. All those in favor signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Okay. Moving on to the public hearing for discussion and consideration of case number CUP25-000009 for Oxygen Fitness.
Can you guys see?
Yes.
Yes.
Perfect. All right. Good evening, board. So there is a conditional use permit before you all today. So this is for Oxygen Fitness to move to their new or to move their location. Currently they are operating inside the city limits of the city of Ames, but they want to change their location. The staff, all the documents uploaded kind of in the narrative especially outlines as to why this is important and why they want to make this change. So with that being said, the property in question here is 2851 East 190th Street. There's a dwelling as well as an outbuilding already there. They've been there for the outbuilding has been there for quite some time along with the dwelling. But that outbuilding is the proposed gym location. There's no proposal for any new structures. And again, this is to better serve their clientele. With that, you can see intersection of 190th and I-35 there. All on paved roads. The blue building is the garage that's currently, or the pole building that's currently on the site. So they're wanting to use a portion of that for this use. It shows where they plan to have their parking, gone over the parking requirements with them. There are a couple parking spots short of what the maximum would actually be. So it meets our requirement there. We're just gonna jump into the standards of approval. So again, compatibility, this building has been there for, I wanna say, I think it was 2016 when, or around there when that building was first built. It was built for a different purpose. That purpose never came to fruition. So eventually that parcel was sold. So they're going to partition off an 84 by 80 portion of that. Sorry, 2018. 84 by 80 square feet of that building will be partitioned off. These buildings are found, obviously, very commonly throughout Story County, so its compatibility is there. As far as transition goes, that closest dwelling is over 2,000 feet to the west. The proposed use is mainly inside-outside activities, would be on the east of the building, which would block those activities from a vantage point of that house dwelling that's to the west there. And then with I-35 being there, there's no other really concerns regarding transition. Regarding traffic, 190th Street, 2023, the last count that was available was 1,770 cars on that section of 190th. So based on that, and the engineer's office did review this as well, they didn't have any concerns about any proposed traffic increases or anything like that. And this is not enough use to generate a traffic study or analysis. Parking and loading, no loading areas are required because of this. Maximum of 22 would be permitted. They only have 20. And then per our requirement, a tree is required for every 5. So they would have to put in 4 trees at the parking area there. They understand all lighting will meet county lighting requirements. And at this time, they didn't have any sign request. They did have a sign request. They knew that they would need to apply for a sign permit with the county. Regarding environmental protection, no additional development is proposed on the site. We're not taking any ag land out of production. We're not impacting any natural areas. There's no floodplain on the property. So with that, as you all know, if all of those are met, and as long as will not be impacting any of these things, then approval has to be granted. Regarding safety and general welfare, no anticipated impacts to the health, safety, and general welfare of persons residing or working in or adjoining the surrounding property. And one could certainly argue that this is for healthy living. So we sent out notices on April 30th to everyone within a quarter mile. I believe I sent out a total of 10 letters. We didn't receive any comments prior to Planning and Zoning Commission. After Planning and Zoning Commission, we still have not received any comments from anyone in the public. So with that, Planning and Zoning Commission at their May 7th meeting recommended approval of this as it was submitted. And as always, there are all your alternatives. I'm available for any questions. I believe I saw Mike on here. He's the owner of that. But Planning and Zoning Commission's recommendation there is bolded at the top and is the first one.
Great. Thank you, Marcus.
Yep.
Mike, would you like to say anything?
Just thanks for the opportunity and appreciated the process so far. And, you know, I have just, yeah, just want to iterate my, it's been a good process. It's been a clear process. People have been helpful and it's going to be a really good thing for my family. And I think a big win for our clients too. So just thankful. Thanks.
Great. Thank you. Board, any questions for Marcus or Mike?
No.
I move that we approve the findings of fact as written.
Second.
We get a roll call vote, please.
Friend.
Yes.
Hovick.
Yes.
Dondal.
Yes.
Sell.
Yes.
Any other further discussion or do we want to move forward with the motion?
I'll move to approve the conditional use permit for the property at 2851 East 190th Street, Ames, as put forth in case number CUP 25-9.
I'll second that.
Sorry, can we get a roll call vote, please?
Hovick.
Yes.
Friend.
Yes.
Jondal.
Yes.
Sell.
Yes.
All right, moving on to other business. Nothing for that. Any board or staff comments?
I have one, Leanne, if that's all right.
Yep, go ahead.
Today I went out. I know we just approved the findings of fact for the Hocking case. This morning I actually met with them on site. They had the contractor out there, and they were already had already taken off the front tin and were getting ready to set the post holes for meeting the setback. I did all my measurements and they're making progress. And so I just wanted to update you all on that. It was just happened to be that I was out there this morning. So.
Great. Thank you for that update. I'm sorry.
I have a couple things as well.
Okay.
I shared with the members of the board some of the legislation that was approved by the Iowa State Legislature. We're still waiting on some training to be developed by Iowa State Extension. If they don't develop it, we'll do some working with the county attorney's office. And also, we had talked last year about trying to build in some learning moments. We might try to do one in June or July, depending on the amount of agenda items on floodplain management, as you are the body that would approve or take action on any variances for floodplain management and no other one other than staff. Hmm. Again, it's dependent on agenda items and you do have a June meeting.
Okay. Sounds good to me.
I move that we adjourn the meeting.
Second.
Get a voice vote on that one. All those in favor signal by saying aye.
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 Aye. Opposed, same sign. Hearing none, the meeting is adjourned.
Bye, guys.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye, Nathan.